That's Becky Hill and David Guetta. Remember, it's 11 minutes after 8 now. It's Red Breakfast with My Expressway.
It's Rob, Ciara and Laura. Girls, what about your man, the Cork fella going to EastEnders?
Who?
A fella Aidan O'Callaghan. He's from Dunboy in Shannon. He went to school in Hammies, studied pharmacy up in Trinity, and then went to acting college in London. And now he's going to be on EastEnders.
That is incredible. God. That's unbelievable. A Cork fella in EastEnders. Could you imagine him now walking into the Queen Vic, right, face with Phil Mitchell, and just looking at him and going, "You're some state boy."
Maybe he could ask them for like some tripe and drasheen. That'd be a pure Cork thing
Love
to
it.
Say, wouldn't it?
Some bodies.
Get out of my face, boy, will ya?
Right, can you do better than that this morning? We've got tickets to Neil Delamere at the Opera House on April 28th to give away. Send us in a WhatsApp voice note. What is the most core thing Aidan could say when he makes his debut on EastEnders on Monday?
We'll provide the
And you could win those tickets to see Neil Delamere this morning. We've got big news on our first dance competition coming up after Glass Animals. This is Heatwaves. It's 12 minutes after 8 now on Red FM.
Right, guys, we ran about Aidan O'Callaghan joining EastEnders on Monday.
Legend.
So we've been asking you to send in your voice notes saying the most Cork thing you could say in the Queen Vic. So they've been coming in thick and fast.
Loads of them. This is to win two tickets to see Neil Delamere in the Opera House. So the first one I have here is from Dara.
All right, you go, me.
Loving Dara. We also have Owen here.
Phil Mitchell. Do you know, buddy? You're some gold.
And we should also have Liam over here.
Did you hear those langers on Red FM this morning? They're tot savage like.
Yes, Liam. Very good. Keep them coming. We'll pick a winner before 9 o'clock this morning. Get in to win on the WhatsApp 0868 104 106. That's the number you need as well if you fancy €1,000 this morning. It's pure simple.
It is. So
yeah.
It's nearly time to play Instagram. 10 questions in 60 seconds. Get dialing, guys, on 0818 104 106.
And you can send in a WhatsApp as well with Instagram, your name, and where you are if you want to play this morning.
Red FM weather.
With Casey's Furniture. Full range of garden furniture now in stock. With free delivery online 24/7 at caseys.ie.
A blustery start with some clear and sunny spells developing across Cork. One or two isolated showers
across 16 urban areas. Those are the headlines. We'll have more at 9.
The Neil Prendeville Show.
Neil, I heard the story of that amazing mother of her with her son. I work in intellectual disability, Neil. I've worked in the mental health services. And, you know, I suppose, Neil, we all have to help each other out. It's very tough. And I would more than gladly, if she was comfortable enough, I would offer to come to help her if she needed me.
Well, that's incredibly kind of you.
The Neil Prendeville Show on Cork's Red FM, on air in 30 minutes. Red FM Sport.
With Grandin's Toyota Glanmire, home of the next generation of Toyota hybrid cars. See grandins.ie.
Well, it's all about Tiger Woods, really. Today, isn't it? Playing at the Masters in Augusta today, the 86th running of the Masters. Woods playing for the first time since nearly losing his right leg in a horrific car accident 14 months ago. He'll tee off just after 3:30 Irish time. Elsewhere, Seamus Power plays at Augusta now.
That's Josh 685 and Savage Love.
It's Red Breakfast with Rob, Ciara and Laura, 17 minutes to 9.
We've been asking you all morning to send in your voice notes to win tickets to see Neil Delamere based on Aidan, who is going to be Cork's EastEnders King starting next Monday. So we've been thinking, what is the most Cork thing that you could say walking into the bar or anywhere in EastEnders? And we've had Trish on. Here she is.
All right, pure, fine, sorry, Phil. What you looking at? You gormy.
That is brilliant. Well done. Keep them coming. We've got 17 minutes or so. You can practice your best Londoner accent, but we want the most Cork thing you can possibly say. Coming up, we'll take a check on traffic for you here on Red Breakfast.
Breakfast on Cork's Red FM.
with sunny spells and 10 degrees.
Cork's biggest conversation is here. The Neil Prendeville Show.
How y'all?
Is on Cork's Red FM.
Lines open. You can text 0868104106. And of course, Tony Houlihan makes many of the front pages. Don't you think that all too often now, you have government circles or ministers or political parties saying, well, we could have done it better. You know, we could have handled it better. Or I didn't know about it. I wasn't informed. But yet we have the health minister saying that he wasn't even informed. Imagine that, chief of the health department, not being told that the chief medical officer, Tony Houlihan, was going on a thing called a secondment. It's a fabulous story because we got a result on it eventually. There was all sorts of issues with the passports. Everyone's passport was rocking. You were ready to go, but none for Katie, wasn't it?
Yes, we applied in January for Katie's passport, my wife's passport, the same day as well. So we thought everything was fine and there was nothing coming from it.
Hello!
So we applied for the passport thinking everything was fine, as normal, all the paperwork went off, and then we were ringing and ringing and there was no sign of the passport coming.
And you could see it online and everything, pending and all this
pending
stuff.
Pending for months and months, and we were like, what's going on? There's
anxiety
no sign of
it. Levels through the roof.
And we called him and said everything's fine, there's no need for the paperwork, is okay from it.
You just have to wait.
Yes, that's what we were told. It's in process. You have to wait as a first-time passport.
Katie, put on the headphones, little baby. Put them on. Do you like them? See them? Oh. Are they nice? Yeah. I'd say that's the youngest broadcaster we've ever had in here. Pair of headphones on her. So, listen, we got involved then because Katrina came on the air, wasn't it?
She is. We were in a state, we were worried at that stage because we were getting closer and closer to going and we couldn't get the passport. And I rang the passport office and a couple of times they actually hung up on me at 4:30.
Yeah, I remember your wife telling me that.
So we rang and saying, look, we're under pressure, what's going on? And he hung up, he said, it's home time, it's 4:30. He was going home. So we rang back with him because we realised when we rang back, it said, oh, hours till 4:30.
I know.
9 to 4:30.
You and thousands of others like you.
Yes, at least we're not the only ones who are in that situation either, which is a sad thing.
But the sad aspect of this, of course, is it's your sister in New York, isn't it?
Yes, it's a family member in New York who has cancer. So it's not like a holiday we're going on. So if it was a holiday, you'd say, fair enough, you'd wait your turn, you don't mind stuff like that. But when it's something like this that you have to go and you're worrying and panicking.
You're all right, Katie, little thing. Do you want to see a little crawler on the floor there? To be all right?
Yeah.
Let her chew on the cables.
I think my mother would like that, no.
No, don't think so. But listen, can I ask you, how is your sister, Sheila?
She's getting treatment now at the moment from it.
Yeah.
So she's kind of a bit sick, but we don't know. And it's kind of, it could be hello, goodbye.
I know, it could be, yeah.
Because we'd normally go over to see her, and she'd come over to see us.
I know. It's just that Katrina was telling me that it was to say your goodbyes, isn't it?
Yes, which is a sad thing. And look, she hasn't met Katie yet.
I know.
Over the pandemic after happening.
Well, we have your little passport now, Katie.
We do.
And you're ready to go to America to see your auntie in New York.
Thanks, you need and all the team.
No, can I just say, yes, thank you to the team. But I have to say, Mary Rose
at
Micheál Martin's office here in Cork really got it over the line for us.
She was a Trojan for it, I must say. She was the push behind it. She really forced her hand.
She did.
To do it.
And she really pulled out of the stuff. So it's Mary Rose that I'd like to say thank you to.
Yes, I'd like to thank Mary Rose as well from it. And I've called in to see her as well, popped into her as well after I rang ourselves last week to let
she
know as
that.
Well.
From she loves the passport. She's chewing on her passport. So what time are you flying at tomorrow?
Well, I think it's 2:20 tomorrow we're flying, so we're leaving today just to bring her up to the airport, just to settle in to have a good night's sleep.
Okay.
From it.
All right. Well, I'm going to be kind to her. I'm not going to keep you any longer because she wants to move around and get on with her life rather than sitting in here looking at my ugly face. But listen, seriously, have a good trip. And I know it's an emotional trip for you regarding your sister's condition, so we wish you well. And just look after each other and, you know, do what you need to do over there. Hopefully your sister will get well.
Thank you very much, Neil, and thank you for the team and Mary Rose for all your help.
Not at all. Can we get a snap before you leave in here?
And
because
indeed.
I'm delighted we got it across the line. Lovely to see you, Daniel. And of course, the girl of the moment who's all about her passport, little Katie. How old is she now?
She just turned one.
All the signs of it.
You're listening to the number one talk show in Cork.
Cork's Red FM with George Ezra at Anyone For You, and we had David Guetta
and see out with the flames. We're live from Mahon Point Farmers Market Outdoors. It is beautiful out, busy with people actually here, and there's lots of fun stuff happening for Easter, which we're going to give you the lowdown sometime after one, especially if you've got kids. Right, we got to do an update on this.
Red FM's first dance.
For the last 2 weeks, we've had couples who have nominated their first dance wedding song, and they've been calling Red FM when we've been playing them on Breakfast. Neil, myself, for more music, and also Dave Max Drive. And today is the final. What's happening? Well, Dave Max Drive later today. Two couples. They are going to be battling it out, not literally, but for a bit of fun. They are going to be taking part in the challenge of Red FM's first dance with Dave, Morris O'Brien and Francis Connery. And they were nominated by Morris's sister Elizabeth. They qualified when Neil played Queen, I Want to Break Free. And James Michael Fitzgerald and Ali Fogarty is the other couple. And apparently it was James' sister Kathy who nominated them. And they qualified when Dave Mack played Ed Sheeran Perfect. And apparently they're both teachers, right? So two couples, Dave Mack's Drive later today. And here's the thing, right? They're going to be competing in a game of Mr. and Mrs. You know, the traditional kind of Mr. and Mrs. were how well do you know your other half on Dave Max Drive. It got me thinking, imagine if you're the losing couple and you got it wrong. I'm sure it'll be a good test of your marriage. Do you know what? All jokes aside, we wish both couples the best luck, because it is the ultimate wedding competition. 15k towards their big day. So best luck to Morris and Francis, and also to James and Ali as well. And you get to hear both couples on Drive from 4 today. In the meantime, we'll be doing Cork Are You Clever, Pharrell, Happy on the way, and I've also got Shane Codd live from the park.
More music with Philip Burke.
With Refurbed.
Cork's Red FM, that's Mimi Webb and House on Fire in five hits. And Katie Chain, don't forget later tonight, she has got your red hits and giveaways with Dinos. Speaking of giveaways, earlier on, Taylor Park, we're giving away family passes for the new Dino Dash roller coaster, which is opening actually officially this weekend. So if you've got little dinosaurs and they'd like to check it out for the first time, especially over Easter, little dinosaurs that we got in on WhatsApp, we got loads of them in. And winner number one, right? Who have we got? And I hope I pronounced your name right. Correctly, Oscalia, Bavin McGill. Bavin McGill, little dinosaur, little roar that's been sent in to us on WhatsApp. Have a listen.
Why don't you do the roar for me? Oh my God.
That's brilliant. Mum helping out there in the background. Bavin McGill, well done. There's a family day out for you at Taylor Park as well, and of course at the zoo, and lots of other fun stuff to do there as well, along with the Dino Dash roller coaster. And family number two, who have we got? Well, in Carrigaline, Annika was in touch with us and got WhatsApp out and hit the record button, and this is what we got in return.
There's Amber Davis, and I have a little sister here, and we're gonna do a rock together.
Isn't that just brilliant? Family effort working together. Annika and all the little dinosaurs there from Carrigaline. Well done. Family pass again for Taylor Park. And tomorrow, last chance to win. Don't forget a half one. Little dinosaurs, WhatsApp, especially for Easter. TaylorPark.ie if you'd like to find out more. Steffi Rennie, she's on the way. I've also got Dua Lipa, Break My Heart.
More music with Philip Burke.
Like
Ashdor O'Kirkig Conove Fortok de EastEnders. The Aidan O'Callaghan or Emmerdale Hannah, Octoshe Conove EastEnders more Bonishdor than Prince Albert. Antanam a beg an character no Lewis Butler. Nila Isquing on Dota Gofol a beg she a tosu on Misha. Homid Galair at new Gomorlesh.
Join Lauren every Sunday from 7 to 10. Dushik at Red FM.
When I'm underneath the bright lights.
Cork's Red FM, very appropriate when we've got the wedding final just on the way. Love Grows, where my rosemary goes. Dave Mack and Rob are in studio at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely, Phil.
We're here.
We are here. The couples are here. They're excited.
The first thing I want to ask is Rob like the matchmaker? Is he like the judge?
He's quizmaster. I'm his beautiful assistant. Or not so beautiful assistant.
I don't know. You're looking well, Dave. Oh, the hair is snazzy.
Father Damo style. Morris and Francis, James and Ali. Teachers and nurses and Dell workers, one of those couples winning the ultimate wedding prize, Phil, happening on Dave Max Drive from 4. Will you be coming back out from the pod for it?
Absolutely, I'm looking forward to it. I was saying this on the show earlier on today, just before 7, winning couple. It's a fantastic prize. I mean, we've done competitions over the years, but this is definitely one of the big ones for your big day.
Absolutely. Nice one, Phil. I'll let you wrap up the show. We're ready and waving anyway.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dave. Look forward to it. Don't forget tomorrow, Flashback Fridays, 90s, noughties and more. And if you want to find out, the wedding final, first dance on the way with Dave.
It's almost 4.
I tell you, there's a lot of passion in this room right now. I think it's passion, maybe fear, certainly anticipation. What are you going to do to us, Dave? Ali and Francis looking at me now. Puppy dog eyes. Be gentle, Dave, be gentle. Well, first, we got to talk about the traffic because, well, this is quite the situation. Okay, first of all, Elaine, I'm not sure if everyone else is going to share your delight. Elaine said, thanks for the update in the tunnel. I took the ferry from Cove to Passage. No queue. €7, worth it to get home with ease. Well done you, Elaine, and I'm glad that the info we brought you helped. Overheight truck in southbound Boar is the situation. I've got a series of lights stuck here 50 minutes. Apparently a truck triggered the lights, the red lights, so there's a sign up saying stop tunnel closed, heading southbound over the tunnel entrance. And as a result of those red lights, until that is cleared by someone in authority to say that actually it is okay, no one's able to move. That's what's happening. Nothing actually blocking it, says this texter, but the truck is high. I think it would probably get through. I'd say we'll have to let someone else know. imagine it was like, yeah, your man said it was grand. But anyway, there's long queues on both sides of the Jack Lynch Tunnel. Update me on what's happening there as and when you can. But it's, two trucks side by side in the tunnel. What? Oh, God, this is not fun. Thanks for that, Dave, in an 0868 104 106. Right, the lads have written down everything, so
Red FM's first dance.
It's time to find out their answers. You may well have been with us long enough to have heard what the girls said, so you might be able to figure out who the winner is. We're about to find out, gentlemen. Whoa. Question one, what is your answer to that one, please, Morris?
She hates when I wear sunglasses.
She hates when you wear sunglasses.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Can't stand
it. Very good, okay. And to you, James.
Talking to Alexa.
Okay, Alexa.
Why, I don't know.
Good. Okay. What is it? Well, I want to... No, we won't require any further. That's enough. We're asking to reveal enough. Your answer to question two, which was, what is your partner's worst habit?
Picking at her nail varnish, I wrote down.
Okay. So, picking nails, I presume.
Yeah, our nail varnish.
Yeah. Okay. And...
Robbing drinks after a meal.
Robbing drinks after...
Yeah, so she'll always finish her drink before the meal's finished, and she'll want mine.
And she'll finish yours.
Oh, she'll want mine then, yeah. Yeah. It's all
very good.
The same.
Very good, very good. Okay, your partner's celebrity guilt-free pass.
I wrote down Kelly Brook.
Oh, okay.
Is she here?
That's the runner-up prize.
And Morris?
Sorry, what was the question?
Wait, so you're going to go into school now tomorrow and they'll all have Kelly Brook pictures up on the thing.
Bad.
Question three, Rob, what was that one?
Question three was? Guilt-free pass. Who would your partner say your celebrity guilt?
Oh, yeah, Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah, okay, very good. And similarly then, gents, what was question four, Rob? The question four was the reverse.
Who would your partner's celebrity guilt-free pass be?
I've said Jamie Dornan.
Okay.
David Beckham.
Okay, wow, all very fast on this.
And question five was, what is the most romantic thing you've ever done together as a couple?
Yes.
Holiday to New York.
And I said kayaking at night for my birthday.
Ooh. Well, do you know what? I am just going to... You both got the first question wrong, but you aced the next four. So we are going to a tiebreaker. We'll get the girls back in for that one.
I will always remember.
Belters only, Jazzy, Make Me Feel Good on Cork's Hit Music Station, Red FM. This is Dave Max Drive. If you've just joined us, we're about to do the final of this.
Red FM's first dance.
It's competition we've been running for the last 10 days or so with a series of treasured partners. Those being Best Menswear Michelle, The Jewelers in Cinderella's Closet. It's the ultimate 15K wedding prize. 5K to spend in each of those locations. Our couples in studio, Morris and Francis from Liz Gould. James and Ali from Blarney. There you go. Putting the mics up helps to get the reaction there on that one. You guys, you aced it. So the question that you... So what would your partner say is your worst habit? The lads said, hang on a second, it was James who said Alexa, talking to Alexa too much.
Yeah, but I got confused.
The ick. You were more on the ick.
I said when he talks to Alexa, it gives me the ick. It's not a bad habit though.
True. And what did you say? It was, not drinking enough water. Is that what you wanted?
No, that was
yours was drinking too much tea.
Yeah.
Does that give you the ick?
can't have enough tea. Honestly.
And then the other says it was, you hate when he wears sunglasses.
All the time.
When driving, yeah.
And Hugh had said that not drinking enough water. Anyway, you aced all the other questions. Picking nails, robbing the end of your drink, Kelly Brook, Sandra Bullock, Jamie Dornan, David Beckham, New York, and kayaking Loch Eyne. Means we're down to the tie break question. Here we go. It's random. It's your best guess. According to Google Maps, what is the distance using the shortest route by road in kilometres between St. Colman's Cathedral in Cove and the North Cathedral here in Cork City? In kilometres, closest distance, I'm going to give you 6, 5, 4... 3, 2, 1. I'm looking for an answer from you, please.
Cool.
Have we got ourselves the answers? It looks like we do. Let's go with Francis first.
22 kilometers.
Oh, 20. My God.
Is that what your answer was as well?
22 kilometers.
Well, it looks like we're going to have to hold this one until after 6. Stay with us.
It's almost 6 o'clock.
PSV Eindhoven from 8. And that's your sport with Grandons.ie.
Thank you, Jamie. Jamie, would you, if you had a rough guess, what would you estimate the distance between St. Colman's Cathedral in Cove and the North Cathedral in Cork City?
I would say 34 kilometres.
Oh. The contestants here in studio said 22 kilometres. Sonia O'Sullivan from Cove, listening in and texting Rob Heffernan, suggested 25 kilometres. All wrong. It was 22.3. According to what Mark found on Google Maps. So if that turns out to be wrong and Sonia's right, Mark, what were you doing? Oh my God. Either way, our finalists here both gave the right answer. So we have another tiebreaker to come.
Cork's Total Traffic.
With Desi's Tire.
And I will reveal to you the question that we need you to answer in order to win Red FM's first dance. Are you ready?
Love the teachers blocking their answers here, like so this. Nobody can cog.
James and Ali Blarney blocking their answers so Morris and Francis Liz Gould can't see what they write down. What I want you to write down, guys, is... According to Google Maps, what's the distance using the shortest route by road in kilometres between St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin and St. Finbar's Cathedral in Cork? St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin, St. Finbar's Cathedral in Cork, in kilometres. Your closest guess as to the distance on the shortest route by road according to Google Maps. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, we need to get an answer, guys.
FM's first dance.
We're going to go to you, James and Ali. What is your guess?
We said 237.5.
237.5. Over to you, Morris and Francis.
260.
260. So, I can tell you that the answer... is 251 kilometres. Meaning the closest couple are the couple from Liz Gould, Morris and Francis. You are the winners of Red FM's first dance. You won yourselves the ultimate 15k wedding package courtesy of our friends.
Oh,
best menswear, Michelle the Jewels of Cinderella's Closet. Congratulations!
In at number 6 in tonight's top 7 at 7, that's Years and Years with Regard. It's called Hallucination. Moving on to number 5 tonight, it's Tate McRae. It's called She's All I Wanna Be on Red Hits. Lost Frequencies and Callum Scott on Cork's hit music station, Red FM. That's called Where Are You Now?
Cork's Red FM.
Taylor Swift before that on Red Hits with We Are Never Getting Back Together. It's Katie Jane with you all the way through until midnight this Thursday night. It's Friday Eve. We're nearly there. And to try and help you get in the mood for the weekend, I've got a voucher for Dino's Family Chip Shop to give away with tonight's throwback track, which I think will definitely help with the weekend vibes. And I have somebody that's going to let us know the name of tonight's throwback track. And this is Debbie and her podcast.
Hiya, Katie. Loving the tunes this evening. The name of the tune was Spice Up Your Life from the Spice Girls.
True.
Brilliant to get you going for the weekend.
Absolutely.
I'm just on the way home from work. I came from Glanmire through the tunnel towards Rochestown Road.
Mm.
And the traffic is now cleared, thank God. So
brilliant.
It's after calming down. I believe it was jammed earlier.
Jammers.
I'd love a Dino's. It would be super to have a Dino's over the weekend. Thanks a million. It's Debbie Lynch from Douglas.
I think we'll have to actually give Debbie a role in the news department. Debbie Lynch, Douglas. Love it. Love it. Tonight's throwback track, it's the Spice Girls Spice Up Your Life. Dino's for you, Debbie.
This is Red Hits on Cork's Red FM. Throwback track.